Wisconsin is one of only a few states that requires people filing a restraining order against someone to show that the person they're filing it against actually lives in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow victims who may have fled an abuser in another state to file a restraining order from Wisconsin if the out-of-state abuser is still harassing or threatening them online, by telephone, or through the mail. Ashley Wheelock of the group People Against a Violent Environment described the harassment faced by one of her group's clients who fled her abuser from Las Vegas, Nevada.
He made a fake profile picture of her. Her supervisor came and talked to her about it. She almost lost her job because of the kinds of things he was putting on there. There's pictures of her with barely any clothes on. He also made a advertisement on Craigslist as an adult entertainment escort. Just said she felt like she was living a nightmare.
Only because in this case the abuser had family in Wisconsin was the victim able to file a restraining order. Other victims whose abusers don't have relatives in the state are often forced to return to the state where their abuser lives to file the restraining order. Tony Gibhardt of the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin says Wisconsin's current restraining order laws are outdated.
They weren't written when anyone knew what a text message was or what Facebook was, and so they're not really reflective of the reality of domestic violence and the kinds of abuse that we're seeing in an increasingly technological environment.
Gibhardt says out-of-state restraining orders have proved effective in preventing such abuse in other states. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.